My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from DIP. 9 p.m., Monday, January 18th, 1941. Dear Mom and Dad, gee, I sure hope you'll forgive me for getting so lax in my correspondence. I've no excuse to offer, except that I just quit writing altogether for about a week. For a while, I was keeping right up to snuff and answering every letter I received. Then all of a sudden, the mailman snowed me under with about 10 letters in 3 or 4 days. Well, I just got in the hole and gave up. I'm going back to work now, though, and see if I can't get caught up again. I'm on CQ tomorrow night at regimental headquarters, so that'll be an excellent chance to start in. I'm going to get out one of those carbon copy letters to some of my kinsmen. Thanks for the speedy action in sending me my tripod and lens. I've already knocked out a roll of films with them. As soon as I get a chance to make the prints, I'll send them home. I have a reservation to use the USO darkroom next Wednesday from 6 to 8. Hope nothing comes up. One can't depend on anything down here anymore. Just last week, the order came through depriving us of our free Saturday afternoons. From now on, we work 6 days a week. I don't mind that so much, but it's only the beginning. I think it's only a matter of a month or two before we go on a 7-day week basis, and that'll really be rough. It'll mean the end of those pleasant weekend jaunts to Raleigh and Durham, etc. This weekend we stayed here in camp and just laid around and caught up on some rest, but a week ago 4 of us fellows went to Raleigh. We ran smack dab right into some more of that southern hospitality you hear so much about. As soon as we hit town, we headed for the YMCA to register for a room. There they gave us the name and address of a family living on the outskirts of Raleigh that had offered to take 4 soldiers in for the weekend. It turned out to be a very nice new home in Forest Hills, the country club district of Raleigh. Caudill was the name, a large family of about 6 or 7 children, including, an 18-year-old daughter, Nancy. They were very lovely people, including Nancy, whom I intend to write and date up one of these very short weekends. And we really enjoyed being exposed once again to all the wonderful comforts of home. We were treated to a very swelligant breakfast and dinner. They really made us feel as though we were real humans again instead of just another guy in a uniform. We did a little bowling while in Raleigh too. However, it didn't seem like real bowling to us, because all they play down here is duck pins. The balls are so small that it seems more like a ladies' game. No exercise at all. It's so hard to have any control on such a small ball, too, that there isn't much skill connected with it. I'll take real 10 pins like they play up in the rugged north. The weather down here has been really wild lately, just like springtime in Minnesota. Yesterday, we were strolling around camp with our shirt sleeves rolled up and our necks open. That's just how baking it was. Today we had some thunder showers, just like we're used to having in April up there. Temp, 65 degrees, plus or minus. Today I got a box from Dot. Boy, is she the swell sister. Best I've got, without a doubt. She sent a can of cookies and one of candy. Fudge. Also some soap, too. So was I ever happy to get some. The fellows all raved about those cookies and the fudge, so I must write tomorrow evening and let her know. Thanks for taking care of my income tax this year. It certainly will be a shame if you have to pay anything on it this year. Thanks also for taking care of my monies and credits tax. I insist on remunerating you, though, when I get home on furlough. Then I'll wear off 82 cents worth of rubber on the tires. Seems as if you just can't win. I'm still going to try for that furlough in February, but don't depend on it too much because everything is just too uncertain down here. I have a new job at the office now. I like it fine because so far it's kept me really busy. My other job didn't keep me busy enough after I got my new filing system going. I'm now the assistant officer's clerk, and we have to do all the clerical work connected with the 150-odd officers in the regiment. No raise in salary or rank as yet, but maybe soon. Who knows? It's now the next day, and I have to close in a hurry so I can get this in the mail before it's too late. So long. Love, Dorrance. P.S. I'm still getting the newspaper every Tuesday. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. Piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.